Chinese President Xi Jinping sent a congratulatory message to Alexander Lukashenko on his re-election as Belarusian president, noting that he highly values the development of China-Belarus ties. President Xi said he stands ready to work with Lukashenko to jointly push forward China-Belarus comprehensive strategic partnership and expand mutually beneficial cooperation between the two countries. China has announced sanctions on 11 U.S. officials with egregious records on Hong Kong affairs. The sanctions apply to U.S. officials, including Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian says China urges the United States to recognize the situation and stop interfering in China's internal affairs. China has slammed the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar's ongoing visit to Taiwan. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian urged the U.N. side to stop official interactions and contacts of all kinds, as well as the upgrading of substantive relations with the island. Chinese Ambassador to the United States Cui Tiankai says China-U.S. relations are at a very critical moment. Cui also says the choices the two countries make today will not only shape their bilateral relations, but also the future of the world. Founder of Apple Daily, Jimmy Lai Chi-ying, has reportedly been arrested on suspicion of breaching the national security law for Hong Kong. Lai is one of at least seven suspects arrested on suspicion of collusion with foreign forces and conspiracy to commit fraud and sedition. Hong Kong police said investigations are still underway and further arrests may be made. China's factory deflation eased in July as the producer price index fell 2.4% from a year earlier. It narrowed from a 3.0% drop in June. Analysts say China's industrial output is steadily returning to the levels seen before the COVID-19 pandemic. Lebanese Justice Minister Marie-Claude Najm has resigned after last week's blasts in the country's capital, Beirut. Najm is the third minister to step down following the resignations of information and environment ministers. The ruling political class has come under heavy criticism by the Lebanese people, who accuse them of negligence and recklessness. If the government does not approve the budget before the deadline, Israel might find itself heading a fourth round of elections in 16 months. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has extended his lead as the country's most preferred leader. The news poll conducted for the Australian newspaper found that 60% of voters choose Morrison as their preferred Prime Minister. Morrison pledged spending worth about $100 billion, or over $71 billion, to employers for them not to lay off staff. The government also eased rules to qualify for its wage subsidy scheme last week. Protesters in Spain are calling for an end to the Spanish monarchy after the sudden departure of former King Juan Carlos from the country amid a corruption scandal. Protests against the royal family have spread across Spain since the ex-monarch's exit last week. There has been no official confirmation of the whereabouts of Juan Carlos. Spain's Supreme Court opened an investigation in the former king's involvement in a high-speed rail contract in Saudi Arabia.